We're learning Masech Nistainis Daf Chavav Emanal for starting the fourth parak. The Mishnah says, "B'shloisha parakim b'shana, three times in the year, Kahanim noisim eskafeim arba pam miyayim, the Kahanim duchen four times during the day, b'shachris, b'musaf, b'mincho, b'nila sharim." So three times a year, there are four tefillas that the Kahanim would duchen, and the tefillas are shachris, musaf, mincha, and ni'ila. And the three times are b'taniyas, ma'amadis, yom kippurim. The Gemara explains that taniyas and ma'amadis don't have musaf, but al kapanim, they're nesek kapayim and all the tefillas, meaning including mincha. Now ni'ila sharim, is it called tefillas ni'ila? We use the tefillas ni'ila for yom kippur. And Rashi says there were neig l'spal but tefillas nila b'chol tanisam kaderek shemespalim b'yom kippurim. All the tainiyos that they would fast, they would not have a nila. So Shaila, so what about Tisha B'av and what about Sarah B'teves, Tzayim Gedalia v'chuli? So Yishenim bring the Zegamari M'sachem Daf Nandalet that says that discusses specifically if you have a nila by Tisha B'av. The Gemara this says Tisha B'av ain't a katayna sibra, and the Gemara's Meskana was it means linyan nila. And if you don't have an Nila by Tisha B'Av, Kosh came by the other fast. And the Ran explains the reason is Nila was for fast at a hukvul tefillah in his lashon, and the purpose of the fast is tefillah. The dalat tzaymais yizayim etamas Tisha B'Av tzaym gedalin neser b'teves hukvul le'evo. They're not hukvul tefillah, hukvul le'evo. But there's a discussion in the Rishonim. First of all, did they have an Nila just in the seven last fasts, or the middle fast? Is it only the seven later fasts where they went b'chayvish alir and had the entire ceremony, the masriim b'sheifreis, was it only them when they did ni'ilah? Or the emtsayis also, because the emtsayis had all the chaymer of the fast. It was a 24-hour fast, like Yom Kippur, and had all the inuyim. Or maybe the rishaynis also. That's a discussion in the rishaynim. And also, the discussion in rishaynim, halacha l'maisa, when the geizer fast these days, does that include Ni'ilah? And also they discuss if that includes the Chavdal Lebrachis, so we do Chavdal Lebrachis in the fast that we're Geyser. So the Ramban talks about in the very beginning of the Masechta, the Likud de Ramban, which is in the Chedush Ramban, he's Ma'arich about it, and he holds that there would have an Ni'ilah in all 13 Taniyas, even the first ones. His Raya was the Gemara earlier in the after Gimel Medeis, brings the Raya, Eimden Gimel Hashenis, the Gimel Mitzayis, the Shebeilu Matarim, Messias Malacha, Beilu Asurim, Messias Malacha. And the Gemara there was discussing about the Chav Dalet Brachis. Now there the Gemara says Tana V'Shayir, but the Gemara didn't bring any other Chilik, and it's Mash Maklar, the Lagabi Ni'ilah, it's Taka the same. And that's what the Ritva Hizel here also holds, that that they did the Ni'ilah, who had been in the first Taniyas, even in the Gimel Rishenis, where they were Eichel V'Shayisin Mechashecha, and they Mutarin in the other Inuyim. But still, they daven ni'ilah. That's the Ramban involved. The Ran says it's not muchach because the Gemara there says that the brisa, the first brisa there, ve'ein bein rishayin islam tzayis, is not talking about tefillah. So meila by ni'ilah also lemaskan, it's not a raya. He brings a raya from the Tesefta that they didn't say ni'ilah by the Gemara rishayinis, but the Gemara, the Ran himself is maskim that Gemara there is muchach that by them tzayis al kapanim did ni'ilah, because Rav Ashi said that there can't be any differences between the Amtsayis and the Achreinis, except for the ones the Mishnah says, because it says, Ma Eilu Mesifin al Shainis, Shabelu Mesrin, Vadelu Mesachanayis, Vaistayis, that's the only Esafa. So Ibezai, from Rav Ashi, it's Mavur, that they did Ni'ilak upon him by the Amtsayis. And even though the Gemara was Deicher, Rav Ashi, the Gemara says, the Chavdal Brachis is not a Shir, the Gemara says, the Tanalei B'idach Pirka. But Ni'ilah wasn't Tanalei B'idach Pirka. So Mimela, even according to the Naskana Sagamar, the Dechia Rav Ashi, even if the old Nalak Rav Ashi would say the Chavdal Brachis is only in the Zion Achreines, which is the Das of the Rambam and other Rishainim, that Lamaskana, the Chavdal Brachis are only by the Achreines, but by Ni'ilah, the Chayrit Smuch, Rav Ashi was Medayik, that Ma Elu, my Sifan al Rishainis means there can't be any other Esophis, and the Gemara's Diyik was, it's not called the Shir, because Tan Lebin Nechpirk, you don't have that by Ni'ilah. Now, it was as Averaya that they were davened by the Gimel Rishonis Nila, because what about Mamadis? Mamadis, what type of fast was Mamadis? Zakhtu Edva, the Mamadis had to have been a less Chamer fast, a fast like the Rishonis. Why? Because they fasted every day of the week except for Sunday and Friday, the Gemara's Mavur. So it would be hard to believe that they didn't eat starting Monday morning until Thursday night. They didn't eat anything at all. It sounds like they did eat by nights. And still they daven Ila. So Mimela, just like they daven Ila by the Mamades, which wasn't the very Chamedic fast, it was the, like the Gemara Mishnah. So who would have the Gemara Mishnah? That's what the Dvar brings. The Ran says that according to the Ravid, it's not Mochach. The Ravid holds that the Yitzlun Chayvah Shalir they did by Mamades, which that they only did by the Achreinais. But the Yitzlun Chayvah Shalir, to daven specifically at Tefillah B'chayvah Shalir, was done by the Mamades, just like the Achreinais, just like the Zayin Achreinais. He brings the Gemara Megillah Daf Chavav and Aleph, the Gemara says the reason why the Chayvah Shalir is Kedusha is Ha'el Mispalim B'Taniyas of Mamades. So you see the Mamades were Chamedik Atayinus like the Achreinais, even though presumably they ate by night, but he says it could be they had all the other Chumras. Like you see they went out to Chayvah Shalir, just ate by night. The Ran holds the Nice Analik derived. The Ran holds that they didn't go to Chayv Shalir by Mamades. He says the Gemara Megillah is Lavdafka. Some take out the Girsin, the Gemara Megillah. But by the Mamades, they definitely daven Ilan. That's what the Mishnah says. And the Ramban and the Ridva say, who would then all the Yud Gimel Taniyais? They daven Ilan. And the Ran is Mefakvik a little bit. L'chayv the Ran says, Al Kapadam Yosis Mukhak Natem Tsoyis a daven Ilan. And about the Rishaynis, he's not 100% sure. Now the Rishaynim discuss what about the Tainus Seabird that were guys in Bechutzlaiz. Before the feed the Rishaynim that you misspell by the Gimel Rishaynim, so you don't need a Tainus Seabird that's 24 hours in all the Chumras. And now we say ain't Tainus Seabird above Al Tisha above Al Vad. So when we guys the Tainus, it's only 12 hours and it's only Achilu Ishtiya. What about an Ila? Is there a Dini Ila if there's a Tzara in the guys are a Tainus Seabird Bezman Azeh? Do they do Tvilas Nila? The Ramban says, Le'inu Mishnah Spal Nila B'tayna She'enu Geizu. But he will say you should. He goes, what's the difference between that and the Gimel Mishnah? So maybe the Pshat is, because since it's in Bavel, there's no Tayna Siva in Bavel, so maybe you don't do Nila. But the Ramban says, you see from different Gemaras, they were Masriyan in Bavel. The Gemara early, L'mashal Nafcha, Be'ezim Be'ez, says, you're Masriyan Arev Geshamim. Gemara was saying that you're not Masriyan Arev Geshamim, but in Bavel you are, because it's damaging. And Masriyan L'charim means with the Shafers, and that's what the Chav Dalet Brach is al Kapanim. So that much you see, that much Ramban holds, that you see from Kama Gemaris and Kama Rayis, that they did the Chav Dalet Brach. It brings Yerushalmi Be'anshe Ninveh, that they did Chav Dalet Brach. You see that Chav Dalet Brach was done in Chutz Laretz. So Ramban holds that once you see this Chav Dalet Brach, who would in the Ilah? So that's another Rai brings from the Gemara in Megillah, the Gemara had it before, that Rav, the Gemara was discussing, what's it then by Taniyas? Do you do Gimel Aliyas or Dalet Aliyas? Do you do Gimel Aliyas because it's a Yom Chayil? Or do you do Dalet Aliyas because anytime there's a Musaf, you do Dalet Aliyas, like Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed. And here there's a Musaf Tefillah, which Pashas means Tefillah's Nil. The Gemara went to bring Rai from Rav, that Rav came to Bavel, and he was Pasach Ubarach Hasim V'loi Baruch. Sounds like there was someone else that's going to make have Aliyah after him. So you see, then there are four aliyahs, and that's in Bavel. So you see that there's Ne'ila in Bavel also. And he brings the Raivan holds that way, and he brings the Chuvus Gainim that way, that there's such a thing as doing Ne'ila. And the Ramban Shita is that when Rachman al-Atzlan would be a Tzara, and there would be guys of Atainis, they should have a Ne'ila. But the Ridva, and the Ramban is masculine, the Minig was not the way, the Ridva was matstick the Minig. He says, Ein echanai mechavdal brachas is muchat that they daven, and they take a du daven chavdal brachas even bizman as that. But not Ne'ila, because Ne'ila needs a din Tainus Siva. He was mechalik between the Chav Dalet Brachas, which they do in Bavel, to Ne'ila, which that you need a din Tainus Siva. What about my mother? My mother is not a Tainus Siva. He says, my mother is different. My mother is a Xeru Kedumi Meisin Neviim. The Ram was also Meisif, that my mother is B'chol Menalsa Tainus. He says, even on Sunday and Friday, he held it was Muchik from the Mishnah, even on Sunday and Friday, did Ne'ila my mother's, even though they didn't fast. He says he spoke about his Kedushin, we don't have the Kedushin. So Mimela, it's not a Raya. And that was Taka the Minig, even though the Ramban held that you do Ne'ila by regular Taniyas and Bavel, and he brings that from the Chuvus Ga'inim, and from the Ravid, but Lamaisa, the Minig was not the way, like the Ramban says, and the Rishaynim Amatzik the Minig, and Shulchan Aruch, it's not brought down any Din Ne'ila by Taniyas, just on Yom Kippur. And the Chayit of Shadis for Ne'ila, If not for my mother, you see, need Al-Kapanim a Tainus Sibir, ain't Tainus Sibir above all. So even if all Yud Gimel Taniyas in Eretz Yisrael that have Ne'ila, which is what the Rishayim are naming on, but they have a din, Al-Kapanim a Tainus Sibir, we had before, it was done Al-Pi Bezin, Al-Pi Venasi, So male Levi did Nila. Mashen came the Chutzlaris Taniyas, even if they would have Chav Dalet Brachais, but they wouldn't have Nila. And now let's talk about the Zman of Nila, which is negated to us only on Yom Kippur. We don't have Ma'amad Eisim, like we said, by our Taniyas, we don't do Nila, but on Yom Kippur. Rashi brings you Yishalmi. Yishalmi has a machlekes, what Ni'ilas Sharim Ma? Are they Ni'ilas Sharim Mikdash or Ni'ilas Sharim Shemayim? Now that Yishalmi is mashma that they're arguing about the Zman of Ni'ila. Yishalmi, he brings it from Berchus HaShachar, from Tfilas HaShachar, fourth parak of Brachus, it's also here, the same Yishalmi. Yishalmi says like this, Eim Masehi Ni'ila. Till when is Ni'ila? What's the save Zman of Ni'ila? Rabbanan Dekis Shiyamin Espalgan Rav Rabbi Yechanan, Rav Amad Ni'ilas Sharim Shemayim, Rav says when they close the gates of heaven. Rav says when they close the gates of the Beis Hamikdash. And then the Yishalmi says, "Misnisim misyele biyachin." Says, "Begin with prakim hakahanim naisim miskapeim dalapam biyaim." B'shachar is a Muslim milchum shalom. That's our Mishnah. Itzloch lemeim and nila shari shemayim biyaim. Which pashas it means like this: that shari shemayim goes tonight. Shari heichol was by day at the end of the day. So since that Mishnah says they did Nesiyas Kapayim, Nesiyas Kapayim has to be B'yayim. So obviously, the Mishnah is a riot to Rabbi Yechanan, and it means Shari Heichel, because if it would mean Shari Shemayim, then it will be by night. Now you look in the Ritva, he has a different Girsa and a different Pirish in the Yishalmi. You look at the Kurl Azav, what he's bothered with. But even according to his Girsa, the Pshat is, Yishalmi's bringing a riot from our Mishnah, then Ila can't be by night. Ila has to be by day. Because you see, then the Ila, you do Nesiyas Kapayim, Nesiyas Kapayim has to be by day. The Rambam is also a little bit mashma that the din of Ne'ila Shari Shemayim was by day. The Rambam says, Hilchas Tefillah, Perek Alpha, Lachas Zayim, Chay Tiklu Tefillah, Achat Tefillahs Min, Chasam, Chashkiyas Kami, Amitanis Bovad, Kdei Lohaysef Tchina Bakashat Ne'atainis. They also massacred another Tefillah after Mincha, Samach Chashkiyas Achama, only on the Amitanis. Vizat fila nikut filas ni'ila, kloiman ninilu shari shemayim ba'ada shemesh v'nistura, that the shari shemayim are being locked up while the sun is still out. So I'm not sure if there was another pirish or girsh in the Yishalmi, but I'll go upon him. The Yishalmi brings a machlekes raven ibechon if it's ni'ila shari shemayim and ni'ila shari hechol, and the mar brings a raya that it's ni'ila shari hechol because you see from the Mishnah Sibiyayim. Sounds like there's a machlokes, whatever the pirish and the girsas al nonizayin, if it has to be by day, and the Gemara brings a raya from that mission, it does. Then it says in the Gemara like this, Achu de'imid Rav Ada, the brother of Ada's mother, of Ada's uncle, Avitzaya Gulse, the Rav Avitzaya Miraba, he was in charge of the Gulse. Gulse means the talis of Rav Anyam Kippur. Amalei, so Rav told him, Katichme shim shibreish dikla, yavle Gulse denisle nilasharim. When you see the sun, is on the head, on the top of the trees, so then give me my talis, and we'll daven ni'ila. So Gemara says, Michlef Yishitas the Rav. So Rav is not like a Shita. Tamanu am ni'ila shari shemayim, v'hocha am ni'ila shari heichel. He's asking for the talis when the chama was among the trees, so that means it's by day, ni'ila shari heichel. But Rav is the one that says ni'ila shari shemayim, which is by night. Amar of Matanya, ayideidu marach b'tzloi say, that's the end of the Yishalmi. Since he had a longer tefillah, he was ma'arich with tachnunim v'chuli, so memela he reached ni'ila shar shemayim, which means the night when he was davening ni'ila. So the chare, rosh day in Yishalmi machlekes, the ni'ila has to be by day or by night, meaning it has to finish by day or by night. Rav that said by night, he himself, since he davened a longer ni'ila, so he started ni'ila when it was, When the Shemesh was Bereish Dikle, and that way he finished by Ni'ila Shair Shemai. Now the Rishayim discussed the time for Ni'ila. It really starts in the Gemara in Yuma. That's who Yishalmi is. In Gemara in Yuma Daf Pei Zayin, that Rav said in Yuma Daf Pei Zayin, Rav, Tfilas Ni'ila Peteris Shishal Arvis. If you dive in Ni'ila, you don't have to dive in Ma'ariv. And the Gemara discusses it. If you do, you don't. The Gemara comes out, it's a Machlokes Tanan. The Gemara B'Raisa said that you dive in Ma'ariv after Ni'ila. The Gemara says a Machlokes Tanan. And the Rif brings the Shakla V'tayri, and the Rif was masik, the minig is to daven Ma'ariv after Ni'ila. In other words, Ni'ila does not pat the Ma'ariv. Now the Rosh brings Rabbeinu Meir, the Ram Rudenberg, that Pask is not like Rav, and he has a lot of rice not like Rav, and Ni'ila does not pat the Ma'ariv. And the end he brings this to Yerushalmi that we have here is a Raya that we don't pass like Rav. Because he says, Rav would seem to be Lishitasa. If you're saying that Ni'ila pat is Ma'ariv, because you davened already, so obviously it means you daven the time of Ma'ariv, you davened at night. But we pass like a mechana because the Mishnah is mavur like a mechana. Now the Gemara says it's a tanai, but the Mishnah goes like a mechana, and that's the maskan of the Yerushalmi that tefilas nila has to be bayayim. So at the end of the shtickle, the Rosh's maskan is ein l'spal tefilas nila bayayim. So you also have in the Mardechai, and similar to that in the Gaius Maimonis, l'chasul paragimel I say the Mardechai and Yuma, that brings from Rabbeinu Yehuda Paris and Rabbeinu Meir, they have to daven by day. And they write, Mashanogul Spalis of Laila Vandal and Yuga Visenukane, Elmea Chazan and Meshkam and Laila, Shasavim Shabidinoisin. That that we do go by night, the minig is by night, is not, that's not what our father, forefathers went manig, it's the Chazanim that stretched out to night and believed that they were doing Kedin. So Kamri Shainim, the Rosh, Rabbeinu Meir, the Marichai brings from Rabbeinu Yudim in Paris, and the Rambam also, the Rambam says, and like we mentioned before, and in Perigim Lachavav a little bit more, to finish it before Shkiyas Sacham. Means you have to finish it by day. Now the Ran and Yuma says not the way. The Ran and Yuma says that the Rif is Mashma, the Rif brings down Rav, even though the Rif says that the Minig is to Davim Mayrev after Ne'ilah, but that's the Gabi whether you Davim Mayrev separately than Ne'ilah. But as far as the time for Ne'ilah, he also was masking that Rav that says that Tfilas Arvis Paters, Tfilas Ne'ilah Paters Arvis, is only because Ne'ilah is by night. And he holds the Rif Paskins that way, because the Rif brings Rav. The Rif brings Rav. He granted rights at the end that Am Minigis to Davin Mariv also. But as far as when to Davin Ne'ilah, that the Rif's not arguing with Rav. And the Rif says that we're noying to say Kama Tfilas Achnunah Menilah, and the Mela we start when it's Maskel Shemesh Bereshulonis, just like the Yerushalmi says according to Rav. Now here in Tainus, the Ran says not that way. The Ran says that the Gemara is Mucha that's Nila Shari Hechel, because otherwise you won't be able to be Nisa Kapayim by Nila. But that's what the Ran says in Yuma. The Ritvai also says that our Gemara is Mucha, they have to finish it by day because of Nisiyas Kapayim. But the Ritva says that's not a stira to Rav and Yuma. Because Rav and Yuma that says Ne'ilah Patis Ma'ariv is because even if you daven not by night, you could be Eitz Ma'ariv. You could be Eitz Ma'ariv after Plaga Mincha. Rav Tzoli Shel Shabbos Be'erim Shabbos. So the Ritva and the Ran here both seem to them, unlike the Rosh and Nevei Numein, Ridumi Paris, there in Yuma, that Ne'ilah has to be by day. It's just the Ran there in Yuma holds Bedasarif, that Ne'ilah could be by night. So what's halacha l'maisa? The Turin Siman Tov Reishchav Gimel says, "Uzman asamach shkiyas achama kashachama breishilon." So for the eishli zar shlo yachru eisel spal eisel b'layli. You have to be careful. Don't make it by night. Al samach shkiyas kadavinin she yisaimu eisel imtseisa kechavim. You have to make sure. You have to do it samach shkiyas kadavinin. You'll finish it as it becomes seisa kechavim. And Pashas l'chay what he means is, to be machma like the shittas, they have to finish it by day. When he says l'sayim oisa kashi etzei yoyim, meaning im tzei kachavim, meaning, but you're finishing it before tzei kachavim. The lashon of Shulchan Aruch is tefilas nila kashachama bereish yolans kashalashlam oisa samach l'shkiyas achama. And most of the achrayim, the Magen Avraham says that the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch mean exactly the same thing. The Torah says, "Yesh lizorish la'achas b'az b'al l'samach shkiyas chama be'inin shi'asaimu oisa imsei sekechavim." Then he says that the zman is samach shkama kashkama b'reishi ilonais, and you have to be masayim oisa imsei sekechavim. And the Shulchan Aruch says that you started kashkama b'reishi ilonais kishlasim is samach shkiyas chama. Shkiyas chama and sekechavim is the same thing. That's what shkiyas chama means. Shkiyas chama means seif shkiyas chama, which is sekechavim. That's what it says in the Magen Avraham. And he brings the Bach that when noyig now to be meishachet gam b'layla, and he says ein nimchas b'yada, that now the minig is in most places that they would finish it by night, and l'chay means after sheisa kechavim, ein nimchas b'yada, because they hold like the Rif and the Rosh, and all the place can bring it mamish that way, that the chetchila dik time is start b'shecham b'reishalanis and finish it as it becomes sheisa kechavim. And that the minig is to finish after Seisa Kechavim, ain't limchas beyond them, because holding the Rif and the Rosh. The Levush says it, Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Chai Adam, the Mat Defayim, the Derech Chaim, and the Mishnah Berurah. I don't understand Koy the Bach. The Bach says that they hold like the Rif and the Rosh, who says you could do it by night, and he brings the Ran saying that you can't do it by night. The Chai Shteit Faker, the Rosh only brings the Rabbeinu Meir that says you can't do it by night, and the Ran is the one that brings that the Shittas Rif is that you could do it by night. So I don't know. But I'll go upon him. When I see from the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch, l'fi the das of the Gedali Achayim, the Magen Avram, the Levush, the Derech Achayim, the Chai Odom, the Shulchan Aruch Rav, the Matei Ephraim, and the Mishnah Berurah, is that the Zman L'chatchila is to finish it before Tzeis HaKechavim, right before Tzeis HaKechavim. That's the Zman L'chatchila. That's the Zman L'kuli Alma. The minig was to go past Tzeis HaKechavim, and don't worry so much because there are shittas at home, Einim Chesbiyadim, there are shittas at home, like Rav, that Nila Shari Shemayim, and mainly you could finish it by night. Now the Taz holds differently. The Taz says that the Tur is saying that it's kosher by night, like the Rif and the Rat, like I'm saying the Rat. And the Shulchan Aruch says you have to finish it, and that's like Rav Vishenim, after the Gemara is to be B'yayim. Now the Mishnah Berurah seems to be saying that the Taz is arguing on them in Shad and the Shulchan Aruch. And they say, the Shulchan Aruch says you can go till Tzeis, and the Taz says that according to the Shulchan Aruch, you can only go till Shkia. But Lulei Dvarev, I wouldn't say that. I would say the argument is in the Das HaTur. Somehow, the Taz saw in the Tur that you could do it by night. I don't see where you see that in the Tur. The Tur says, V'yesh li zor shlei achal esbal oisib layla, ela samal cheshkia zechanem, binyin shi yisayim oisim tzeisek hachavim. That doesn't sound like you do it by night. But that's what the Taz says clearly. And the Tur is you could do it by night. The Tur is like the minig, that you could do it by night. And the Shulchan Aruch is saying that it has to be by day. But Ladaiti, the Magen Avraham, and all the Achreinim that say like him, that says you could go till Seisa Kechavim, they mean because Seisa Kechavim is day. You see, by them, the Ramah Paskins, in Zimun Reish Lamagimel, you could have a mincha until Seisa Kechavim. Neilah definitely doesn't have an earlier time than mincha. So it's the Chalm and Chiddush to me that all these Achreinim are saying that mincha Seisa Kechavim, of course. If you could have a mincha till Seisa Kechavim, like the Ramah holds in Zimun Reish Lamagimel, why would Neil also? And whoever says Shkia Sechama, and I'm saying including the Taz, he means till the time where they were knowing that it was Yom, until that time, till the time the Davin Mincha. The difference between me, the Taz, and everyone else is the Taz for some reason learned off the Tur that you could have it at night, like the Minig. The only way to say that that way is to say the Taz held that Mincha also goes to Shkia Sechama. Now there's two reasons why Mincha might go to Shkia Sechama. One reason is because the Ga'inim hold that Danish Moshe starts at Shkia Secham. Famous Machleg is Ga'inim Rebbeinu Tam. The Achreinim, the Shulchan Aruch, and all these Achreinim that I mentioned, they all hold of Rebbeinu Tam's later Shkia. They hold that the Shkia Rishayna, sunset, is not the time of Danish Moshe. It's still completely day. So when they say till Seif Shkia, till Seif Secham, they mean until it's no longer day, Al Pi Halacha. But they went that after Shkia it's still completely day. They did not have the Shkia. They held the Shkia Shnia. But if you hold like the Ga'inim, that Bein HaShemashis starts by Shkia Rishayna, so that's what Bein HaShemashis is. That's already the end of the day. And there's another reason in Rabbeinu Yainer. Rabbeinu Yainer says, L'gabe Mincha, even though the day goes till Shkia Shnia, which is after Shkia Rishayna, but Mincha is only till Shkia Rishayna, because Dam Nifsel B'Shkia Sechama, you can't bring Karbanos already from Shkia Rishayna, even like Rabbeinu Tam that it's completely day. But Lagabe Karbanos, Dam is Nishlam Shkia Sechama, so who would Mincha is that way? Now, if you hold like that, so then you could say that you have to finish Nila before Shkia. But the other Achreinim didn't hold that way. I don't think the Taz either held that way. They were going with the Psak of the Ramah, and Simon Reish Lamagil, even Mincha goes to Tzeis Sechama, so Kol Shkia Nila. Now, in a minute today, we start an Ila Keshacham Ebereish Elanis, like the Lashon of both the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch, which is about a half hour before Shkia Sechama, and we finish it shortly before Seisa Kechavim. Even in shuls that finish late, but usually Avinu Malkeinu and Kaddish Eskabel and the Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shein Kved V'chusev V'chuli takes usually more than 10 minutes, depending on the shul. So the finishing of Shemayna Esrei of Nilav Chazaris Hashatz is normally before Tzeis HaKechavim. It's actually L'chaira before the Bein HaShemashis of Rabbeinu Tam. B'derech Klal. Now even though L'gabe Mincha we're makbet HaKavanim to B'nei Litta, a makbet to Davin before Shkia, or maybe shortly after Shkia, and there's two reasons for it. One is the Shitas HaGa'inim, that the Bein HaShemashis starts by Shkia, so we don't want to Davin Mincha when it's already Bein HaShemashis. And you also have the Shitas HaBein Yainan, even according to Rabbeinu Tam, that the day goes till the Shkia Shnia, but Zman Milch is only till the Shkia Rishayna, and Damisul B'Shkia Sechama. So why are we makbid by Ne'ilah to make sure to finish Ne'ilah before Shkia, like we do by Mincha? So I think the answer is like this. The minhag always was to be mamshech it later. Be mamshech it till Tzeisei Kechavim. Now to change the minhag would be particularly hard, because you really wouldn't have too much time for Ne'ilah. If you're starting Ne'ilah a half hour before Shkia and finishing it by Shkia, that would be extremely hard to do. Even if you started 45 minutes before Shkia, it'll be extremely hard to do. Elamite started even earlier. That wasn't the minig. It says Kishachama Bereish Shilanis, and that's about a half hour before Shkia. So besides the fact that you have Rabbeinu Tam, which has a Shkia Shnia, but you also have the other sheet. You have the sheet of the Rif and the Ran, and the minig, which all the Rishonim quote this minig, and the Achrayim quote this minig. But Derech called the minig was to finish Nila Gersh Beit. And that will go like Rav, Nila Shari Shemaim, whatever that may be. Salkal Panim, you have already two tzirufim to say it's good. One is, that's his man of Mincha, that's his man of Yoim, according to Rabbeinu Tam. You see, also, probably Rabbeinu Yoina doesn't point to Nila. Rabbeinu Yoina's svara, that even according to Rabbeinu Tam, Shki is a time for Mincha, is Dafka Mincha, because Mincha is connected to the Talmud. Now, Shenka Ne'ilah, even Ne'ilah Shari Hechel doesn't have to be before Shki Rishayna. So for Mincha, we have two reasons to be Machma. First of all, the Gainim. Second of all, Rabbeinu Yoina says even Kumeinu Tam you have to be Machma. But for Ne'ilah, we don't have Rabbeinu Yoina Bechlal. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's Zicha good. And even according to Gainim, we have a swear that it's good. We have the Rif that says that you have to Ne'ilah Shari Shemaim so you can go by night. And it would be a very big change to go and finish Ne'ilah before Shkia. So that's why I assume the Minig Yisrael in Chutz Laretz is never to be makban ashkia ne'ilah fakert. You take ne'ilah all the way till around ben ashmashes of Rabbeinu Tam, like I said, with Avina Malkeinu and everything, you're finishing Shemaine Esrei around the time ben ashmashes of Rabbeinu Tam would start. But in Eretz Yisrael, the minig is not the way, because Eretz Yisrael, they take a duchen, and duchening has to be by day, and they're very makbid to make sure the duchen by ne'ilah chaya, they could go later and not duchen, but they don't want to. And well, they start Ne'ilah a bit before, about an hour before Shkia or something. They make sure to start it after Plaga Mincha, but they start Ne'ilah a bit before the Chama Bereish Ilanis. And the Mekatzer a lot, and they go quicker, and they make sure at least to Chap Rand and Nesias Kapayim, and everything before Shkia Rishayna, before Shkia Sechama. And there, Tzeisah comes a little bit earlier, so it's not so much of a break. They're able to, after they finish Ne'ilah, to be ma'arech a little bit with the Vina Malkeinu and with other tefillahs and makashas, and by the time they finish everything, it's already between 20 minutes or half hour after Shkia, but that's already considered Tzeisah Kechavim in Eretz Yisrael at that time. It gets darker earlier. So there the minig is taka to finish Ne'ilah before Shkia. But the minig Chutz Laretz, they never were makban on Shkia by Ne'ilah, like I said, because that wasn't the minig kadam. The minig always was to do Ne'ilah after Shkia, and even though Mincha they would change to before Shkia, but Ne'ilah it's much harder, and you don't have as much as a reason to, because you do have the sheet to say you could do Ne'ilah by night, and also you don't have the Rabbeinu Yoina that says even according to Rabbeinu Tam it has to be before Shkia, like we explained. So that's why Hanach Lemam Menhagam to be Mamshech Ne'ilah after Shkia, and Medarach Klal finish it right before Tzeisah Kechavim.